Like many millennials, I hate hypocrisy with a passion, and churches everywhere are trying to reach my generation. Reverence versus relevance. The good news is that you can have both. The false debate in today's churches neglects this truth, that you can have both. You don't have to give up reverence in order to be relevant to the current generation. So yes, you heard that right. The reverence versus relevance is a false debate. And the actuality is that you can have both. You see, reverence is relevant. Authenticity always wins. When you love the Word more than the world, you win every single time. But hypocrisy? That sends young people running to the hills. Newsflash, no matter what people say, my generation is not looking for perfect setups like lighting, sound systems, blah, blah, blah. Deep down inside, my generation desperately yearns for J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. Pure and simple. Fellow believers need to return to the one who meets our needs. To put it simply, put on his love and show it in your lives instead of putting on a show and putting others off. It's not about entertainment in church. It's about entrainment in Christ. John 14:21 says, "The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him and will show, reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him." Now I've shared all of this with Jesus' love for you. The prayer tip of the week: pray for revival in yourself, and I say the same about myself. We need to pray for revival in ourselves and then also in others. It's time, my friends, it's time to start really showing his love instead of loving the show. And so Jesus, simply Jesus, let's share him and love him this week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that you are real and that you love us and you promise to make yourself known to us as we trust in Jesus and love him and keep your commands. Lord, help us to do just that and nothing more, nothing less than making it just as our focus of loving you and loving others, not letting religiosity get in the way or complicated rules, but simply following your rules, not man-made formulas. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. We pray for all praying pals and their prayer requests. And I also pray with those who have not yet received you. I just pray with them. Just, Jesus, come into our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. We repent of our sins. We turn to you, the way, the truth, and the life. And we just receive you as Savior and Lord and publicly declare that we believe that you died on the cross and rose again for us personally. And we ask that you would just rule our lives and make yourself known to and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, my friends, if you have prayer requests, you know you can always send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Join us on Facebook also at Praying Pals, the page. And no matter what, I just want you to enjoy church because you're enjoying Jesus. Share Jesus in and out of church. Love him and love others. That's the goal. Amen. Thanks again for listening. Till next time.